I'm NASCAR Steve with your 2023 NASCAR season preview and definitely a catch up on the news. 2023 is the 75th anniversary of NASCAR and they're celebrating with another exciting year of racing. The schedule has a few twists in store. The change to a short track at Auto Club Speedway has been delayed. They'll race for the final time on the 2-mile oval later this month. They return to dirt at Bristol again in the spring. The All-Star events in May have been relocated to the rejuvenated North Wilkesboro Speedway, and they'll run the first ever street course race in downtown Chicago in July. Some adjustments have been made to the Cup Series car as well. They've redesigned the middle and rear clips to hopefully help with rear-end collisions. The rest is currently being tested, including mufflers for short track and street course racing, a rain package for the short tracks, and maybe some spoiler adjustments at select events. Two of the actual rule changes that were announced this week, no stage breaks at the road or street course races, and we knew it was coming, the Ross Chastain rule was put into effect. If a driver does something that is deemed unsafe to competitors, crews, or fans, they will be docked time on the track at the discretion of officials. Guess that means no crazy runs to the finish, but it was still a pretty cool move. Quite a few Cup driver changes and adds to mention. AJ Allmendinger goes full-time this year in the 16 for Colic Racing. Kyle Busch is running the number 8 for RCR. Ty Gibbs will be in the number 54 for his grandfather. Ty Dillon moves to the 77 for Spire Motorsports. Noah Grayson will drive the number 42 for Petty, that's now called Legacy Motor Club. Tyler Reddick takes over the 45 at 2311 Racing. Ryan Preece will now drive the number 41 at Stewart Haas Racing. And look who's back, Jimmy Johnson will be running select races in the number 84 for Legacy Motor Club. Noah Grayson and Ty Gibbs will be the Rookie of the Year contenders, and Kevin Harvick announced this will be his last full year of running the Cup Series. He'll move into the Fox booth in 2024. In other driver news, Haley Deegan, Brad Keselowski, Bobby Labonte, and Ryan Newman announced they'll run full-time in Tony Stewart's SRX Racing Series. Other guest drivers this year include Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and Clint Bowyer. The races will move to Thursday nights on ESPN. You can go to srxracing.com for more info. Matt Kenseth, Kurt Schelberdine, and Herschel McGriff were inducted into the Hall of Fame in December, and Kyle Larson will pull the double on Memorial Day weekend, running the Indy 500 for McLaren Racing in a Chevy-powered car co-owned by Rick Hendrick, and then run the Coke 600 in Charlotte in his regular Hendrick ride. Kurt Busch is the last one to do it in 2014, and Tony Stewart is the only driver to have run all 1,100 laps. The racing begins this weekend with a clash at the LA Coliseum. NASCAR has once again converted this famous stadium into a quarter-mile racetrack for the weekend. 36 drivers will try, but only 27 will compete in the actual clash. To get there, they'll have to win or finish well in four 25-lap heat races where the top five move on to the clash. The rest will run two 50-lap last chance races. The top six from each will transfer, and then the highest finisher in points from last year that doesn't make the cut will be moved into the clash. The field of 27 will run two 75-lap segments. The top three at the end will be given medals, bronze, silver, and gold. I'm hoping the winner still gets a trophy and does a burnout on the front stretch. Come on, it's NASCAR! Coverage of the clash at the LA Coliseum begins Sunday at 4 p.m. on Fox, and regular Monday and Friday episodes of the Fastlane return Monday, February 13th, just in time to get you ready for Daytona.